Nolte, entitled They Slash Them Yellow Jackets Star Retracts Her Own Emmy Nomination Over Pronouns. By John Nolte on April 27, 2023. Some actress named Liv Hewson, who stars in something called Yellow Jackets, has pulled her own Emmy nomination from consideration because she's a preening and entitled bully who believes the world should accommodate the fact she's a preening and entitled bully. Why Yellow Jackets non-binary actor Liv Hewson benched themselves for Emmys is the LOL headline at the far-left Variety. Bench themselves. Sheesh. Non-binary actor Liv Hewson, who plays the scarred teenage goalkeeper Van Palmer on Showtime's hit drama, won't be submitting themselves for this year's Primetime Emmy Awards despite being eligible in the main acting races. Hewson, 27, tells Variety exclusively they made the decision because of the Television Academy's separation of acting categories into male and female. "There's not a place for me in the acting categories," Hewson says. "It would be inaccurate for me to submit myself as an actress. It neither makes sense for me to be lumped in with the boys. It's quite straightforward and not that loaded. I can't submit myself for this because there's no space for me. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Why is this preening and entitled bully allowed to refer to herself in the singular while the rest of us are supposed to refer to her in the plural? Why do we have to use the absurd pronouns, they, them, as a show of respect for her stupid sexual identity while she uses singular pronouns like I and me? Shouldn't this spoiled brat refer to herself as we and us? You see, this is all done purposely. Liv Hewson is nothing more than a bully proving how powerful she is. Not only by demanding we all sound ridiculous and cowardly referring to her as a they, but that we do it when she does not. Moreover, she's looking to bully the Emmys into dropping its awards based on sex. Like Best Actress in a TV Show No One Watches Because It's Full of Gay Sex or Best Actor in a TV Show No One Watches Because It's Stupid. Plenty of other award outlets have caved to these attention-seeking loons, so it's only a matter of time before the Emmys and Oscars follow suit. A culture cannot survive if it is forced to constantly accommodate everyone's peculiar fetish. And the culture, in this case, is the entertainment industry. What's next? An actor refuses to identify as an actor, so the award is again changed to something like Best Furry Who Is Himself in a Motion Picture goes to. Hollywood is allowing itself to be cry-bullied into an implosion by toxic narcissists, the mentally ill, and perverts. Everyone is catered to in the entertainment business, except normal people. There was a time when I cared about this stuff because I cared about the art of movie making. Those days are over because the art is dead. It's been captured by psychos and psycho-appeasers who use the medium only to spread the toxin of their fetishes and conformist fascism. Why would I watch Yellow Jackets when I can watch Wild Strawberries or Lethal Weapon or Showboat or A Night at the Opera again? Life's just too short. Now I'm enjoying the implosion. It offers all this great content to write about. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.